Thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Who am I have the pleasure to speak with today?
Hi, this is Ariel with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Roundup claimant on the line, Mr. Sean Wardlaw. Would you be able to assist him?
Yes, most definitely. Thank you for the transfer.
Thank you. All right, Sean, you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
I can't complain. Yes, my name is John. I'm a case intake specialist for the Roundup lawsuit. I'm assuming by speaking to you, you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And Sean, were you or someone you know diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yes, it was me.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And by any chance, do you know the subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma you have? There's roughly 60 different types.
It was the diffuse B-cell lymphoma, Burkitt, I think.
Okay, I got it. Diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis. Now, have you received more than one diagnosis of NHL?
No, I have not.
Okay, very good. And so you are, before I go any further, I do need to ask, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No attorneys at all.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this matter, or even signed documents from another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true?
That's true.
Okay, and again, since you're an adult, you would be filing this claim for yourself, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And Sean, can you give me the approximate date that you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma, NHL?
It was September 15th, 2021.
Okay. Thank you. September 15th, 2021?
Yes.
Okay. And now the next question is, were you over the age of 18 but under the age of 80 at the time of your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. And then... And then how did you use Roundup? Did you use it at your home or was it at work?
Yes, my home, my residence. We have bad grass and stuff, and I like to keep my yard nice, but yeah, just doing around the housework.
Okay, very well. And then could you provide me the address to the location of where you used it at home?
Yes, it is 112 Pennington, Pennington Terrace. Hampton, Virginia, 23666.
Hampton, Virginia?
Yes.
Found it. Okay. Let me just confirm that I have it correct. It's 112 Pennington Terrace, Hampton, Virginia, 23666.
Yes.
Okay. 1 second here, please. All right. And then... is there anyone else that you know that was that used Roundup and was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I know my brother used it, but he hasn't had any symptoms or feeling like he needed to go anywhere. But
that's
he
good.
Didn't use it as much as I did, mm-hmm. So I'm not sure.
Okay, and that's the key. It's not just the fact that they used it, but also that they used it and were harmed by the product. All right, so please, your brother wasn't harmed. However, I'm unfortunate about your own circumstances. Now, how many years? What's your best guess for the number of years you've used Roundup?
I would say 7, from 2013 to 2020.
Okay. Just before your diagnosis. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then. And then have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days before, during that 7-year period?
Yes, I would use Roundup around at least twice a month.
Okay.
At least.
Good, okay. And then what am I speaking to you on a smartphone or is this a landline?
A smartphone.
Okay. And then are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to ask you, Sean, a few questions about past illnesses. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr, or hepatitis B? Any of those illnesses in the past?
No, not at all.
Okay. Have you ever had an organ transplant?
No.
Okay. Have you required chemotherapy for cancer treatment other than for a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No, sir.
Okay. And is there any history of cancer in your family?
I don't think so. Not 100% sure, but I don't think so.
Okay. You're the first in your family to get affected. All right. Now I'll be gathering information about yourself. How do you spell your first name?
S-H-A-W-N.
S-H-A-W-N?
Yes.
Okay. And your middle initial?
A.
A as in apple?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And then your last name?
Wardlaw, W-A-R-D-L-A-W.
L-A-W, okay. Let me repeat that just to make sure I have it correct. It's Wardlaw, W-A-R-D-L-A-W?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And now, is there a suffix to your name, like a junior, senior, first, second, or third?
No, I'm the first.
Okay. And are you're male, correct?
Yes, sir.
And your marital status, please?
I'm single.
Okay. And then can I get your Social Security number?
Yes. 249-81-4883.
Okay, thank you. Let me confirm I have that correct. 249-81-4883?
Yes.
Okay, that's going to go on the authorization for medical records. So if you do meet the criteria, the law firm is going to use that form to submit to your doctor to get medical records to confirm your diagnosis. That's what the social's for. And then what is your date of birth, please?
07-11-1985.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the day. I apologize.
Yeah, right. 07-11-1985.
Okay. Okay, got it. Let me confirm. July 11th, 1985?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, Sean, how did you first learn of a connection between your diagnosis and the Roundup product? When did you realize, like, you may have developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from exposure to Roundup?
It was actually the biopsies when I got came in for it.
Okay.
Because I seen a commercial on TV about it. Well, actually, my brother seen a commercial on TV and just was like, you kind of feel like these kind of symptoms. And he was like, well, you should get checked. But yeah, it was from the biopic that I got out there.
And how long ago would you say you saw that TV commercial? Was that before you got diagnosed?
Yes, it was before I got diagnosed. This is maybe you want to go check.
Maybe how long, how much sooner before your diagnosis? A couple months, you think?
Yeah, it was a couple months. It was probably like 4 months.
Okay. If you got diagnosed September 15th of 2021 and you learned of a connection between your diagnosis and, well, between the chemical Roundup, would you say it's like 4 months earlier? That would be May 15th, 2021?
September, sounds about right. April or May, April, beginning of May, but yeah, around that time.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll put May 1st, 2021. Okay. That's the, let's see here, you're diagnosed in 2021. Okay, yeah. So I'll say May 1st. It's an approximate date.
Okay.
All right, and then your height and weight, please.
Height is 5'7". Weight, last time I weighed, I was 143.
All right, 5'7", 143. All right, and then can I get your email address, please?
Yes, character, character, 2003 at yahoo.com.
Okay, that's character, 2003 at Yahoo.
Yes.
Okay, and it's spelled C-H-A-R-A-C-T-E-R, and then the number 2003.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, Sean. And then we already confirmed this number I'm speaking to you on, 478-321-7661. a 7681 is your smartphone. If you do meet the criteria and we have you sign the legal agreement today along with the authorization to release medical records, we're still not done. There's one final step, and that's the law firm would like to speak to you to do a case verification call. They do want to hear from you that you did use Roundup in the past, you were diagnosed with a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and you do give them permission to use the authorization for medical records. That would call, that's going to be a case verification call. What would be the best time of day for them to reach you? Would that be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Well, if they can do it tomorrow, one of my slow days, morning, around like 10:30 or 11.
Well, I can't promise it's going to occur tomorrow. As a matter of fact, the call happens sometime between today and the next 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Would morning still be the best time?
Morning would still be good. Morning's always great.
Mornings are fine? Okay, very good. All right, and I think you answered this question already. How many times per month did you use Roundup? I believe you said 2 times per month?
Yeah, at least 2 times.
Okay. Well, what about per year? How often do you think you use Roundup per year? That would be about 24 times, you think?
Probably, yep. Between 24 and probably 26, something like that.
Okay. And then I'll
go once every once in a while.
All right. And did you use Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then you indicated that you started using it in 2013 and stopped in 2020. Do you recall the month that you stopped using Roundup approximately?
I want to say, though I started early in the year, I want to say right around September, October.
I've got you starting September of 2013. Is that what you mean to say?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's your best estimate for when you stopped using Roundup, month and year? We know 2020.
Oh, no. When I started was in 2013.
Yes, that's right. I put September 1st, 2013.
Okay. Around September, around that time, right, 2020.
September 2020? Okay, very good. And why did you stop using Roundup?
Seeing more so the commercials, and my brother, he's a guy that does a lot of lawn care services and stuff too, and he was just giving me information, and he was just like, oh, well, I stopped using it, so I seen this commercial about it, you should go check it out, because you've been having like a lot of problems and stuff that comes with the symptoms, so he was like, you should just call and find out.
Okay.
So
I'm hearing you say that you probably stopped for health reasons?
Yes.
Okay. And then how did you apply it? Oh, you already answered this question. You applied it at least 2 times a month?
Yes.
And did you use a hand sprayer, backpack, or a tractor with hoses?
The spray bottle, yeah, the hand pump spray bottle.
Okay. Did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
Not at all.
No, okay. And where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied? You mentioned you used it for home yard maintenance?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't think of the square footage offhand. I use it for front and backyard, but the yard is a decent size, but it's not huge. But I would use it around the yard on the front and the back. Sometimes I'll go to my dad's house, but it was more so at the house I'm at. I'm trying to think of the square footage could be.
Well, what would you guess the size of the area? Would you say it's a couple of feet, a couple of yards?
Oh, no, that's probably like a couple of yards. It's definitely a couple of yards.
Okay, maybe 5 yards, 10 yards, 20?
I'd say a little closer to five or six.
Okay, all right. And then you used it, let's see here, what address? You said in the state of Virginia?
Yes.
Okay. And you indicated you used it for residential purposes?
Yes.
All right. And when you did use Roundup, you used it yourself. You personally sprayed it, so it was a direct exposure?
Yes, it was all of it.
Okay. One moment, please.
Mm-hmm, no problem.
Take care. And how, oh, okay, since you used it yourself, you were present 100% of the time it was being applied?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what's your best guess for the number of exposures you've had to Roundup in your lifetime? What is the best guess for the number of times you've been exposed to Roundup over your lifetime?
I'll probably guess well over a couple hundred times.
Couple hundred? I'm just hearing that to be about 200 times?
Between 2 to 3, we have bad weeds. I would definitely spray it.
Okay.
At least that.
So I'll put about 250, right in the middle between 200 and 300. Would that be okay?
Yes, that's cool.
Okay. And do you live near a water well?
No, I don't.
Do you get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicide?
Not that I know or have been checked out for. Not that I know have.
Okay. Okay. Have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
I don't think so.
Okay. And then what type of Roundup was used? Did you use the concentrate or premix?
I used the premix, mixed it with warm water.
Okay, very good. And then when and where was the Roundup purchased?
It was purchased I don't know the street name, but it was purchased at a Home Depot Armistead Avenue. I can't think of the exact address.
That's
okay,
right.
I got it in my phone. Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah, it was Armistead Avenue, same zip code in Hampton, Home Depot.
That's
Armistead
fine.
Avenue.
And Sean, do you recall when you last purchased Roundup?
The last time.
And if you're unsure, that's understandable.
Yeah, I know it had to have been probably like, I want to say it was before I got diagnosed because when my brother had said something about it, that's when I had stopped and I looked up and stuff. But it was a little bit before I was diagnosed, though.
Okay, the year before. So your last purchase would have been about the year 2020?
Probably like that.
Okay.
End of 2020, yeah, about the end of 2020 or, yeah. Because I kept using it, but I didn't buy no more.
Okay. And then do you have any proof of purchase in the form of, like, say, store receipts or credit card receipts or even photo evidence or video evidence?
Like I told them earlier, if I can check to see if we got any receipts for it. I know I usually pay cash for everything, so I'm not 100% sure if we got some, but I told them I could check to find out and everything like that.
Okay, but to the best of your knowledge, you probably don't?
More than likely, but I would
okay.
definitely check, though.
Do you have any Roundup in your possession?
Nope, no one in the possession.
That's all right. Have you ever smoked?
Smoke?
Yeah,
I smoked when I was a kid, but that's been like 20 years. I haven't smoked in 20 years.
Good for you. And then, but when you were smoking, how long did you smoke for? How many years did you smoke?
Not too long, because it was something just trying something out. I was young, but I probably wouldn't even smoke in a year.
Okay, so I'll put 1 year at the most.
Okay.
Okay, and are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay, and can I get the name of your employer?
Yes. Biggs Barbershop, B-I-G-G-S,
okay.
Barbershop.
Okay, and what is the address for Biggs Barbershop?
2216 Kickitan Road, K-E-T-O-U-G-H-T-A-N Road.
I am so sorry. I didn't catch that. I apologize. It's Big. Bear with me here. One moment, please. Let me see if I can find them on the internet. That's in what city?
Hampton.
Okay. Oh, yes, I found it. Okay, Big Sports Guts on 2216 Kokatan at Road. Okay, I found them.
Gotcha.
One moment. I'm just typing in the address here.
Okay.
And are you a barber there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Have you lost any time from work because of any treatment related to your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Probably around like 2 weeks. I know the treatment was just for about 8 days, and then like I took another like 8 days off, so about like around about probably like 2 weeks.
Yeah, and then do you recall the dates for that 2 week period?
I got diagnosed on the 15th, got treatment the 19th. So it came between 15th of September, I think, to about the 30th, close to the 30th, about that time.
Okay, the 15th?
Mm-hmm, after
15th
I first
of
got
September?
Diagnosed. Yes.
When?
Until about the 30th or like the 1st of October, it's around that time. It was about 2 weeks
okay.
I took off.
I got it. So what I put here is, yes, you did take time. You did lost work. Pardon me. I'm sorry. You lost time from work because of NHL, and that was 2 weeks approximately between September 15th, 2021 and September 30th, 2021. Does that sound about right to you?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. One moment. Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
Nope, not at all.
Okay. Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
Nope.
Have you ever filed a disability or workman's compensation claim?
Nope.
What about a bankruptcy?
Nope.
Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of crime?
Nope. Just traffic.
All right. And do you recall the name of the doctor that diagnosed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes. Dr. William Irvin Noji Jr.
Okay. And is he in Hampton?
No, he's in Williamsburg.
In Williamsburg. Okay.
Oh, you said we're in Williamsburg? I'm sorry.
Okay, so I have a Dr. William Irvin Jr., MD, oncology. He actually comes up as Newport News, Virginia. Sound same doctor, you think?
It's the same. Yeah, it's the same. Definitely the same doctor, I'm sure.
Oh, you know what? I found him. He's actually in Williamsburg on 120 Kingsway.
Okay. Yeah, when I went, I was at 1500 Commonwealth Avenue. Riverside Doctors Hospital, but he may have moved out there.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. So when you received this diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from Dr. William Irvin, was that in a hospital setting that this diagnosis was made?
Yes.
And did you say it was Doctors Hospital Riverside?
No, they call it Riverside here, but Riverside Doctor Hospital, I guess. We just call it Riverside here. But yeah, it was definitely it's Riverside, though.
And it's a Riverside Hospital, and that's in what city?
Yeah, the one I went to was in Williamsburg, 1500 Commonwealth Avenue in Williamsburg, 23185.
Thank you. Riverside Doctors Hospital, Williamsburg, is the name of the hospital, and it's located at 1500 Commonwealth. Okay. Is that also the hospital that treated you as well?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Okay, and I'm going to use for the doctor's phone number, I'm going to use the hospital's phone number as well as the hospital's address for the doctor. Because he treated you and, pardon me, he diagnosed you at Riverside mm-hmm. Hospital, as well as treated you there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Bear with me here. Just still entering okay. this information into the system. And when did your treatment begin?
It began September. Was it the 15th? No, that wasn't when the treatment. The date of treatment started was the 19th. I went 4 days afterwards.
Oh, 19th. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's September 19th, 2021?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And I stayed in there for 8 days.
Okay, got it. Okay, and then how has your non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis impacted your life? Would you say negatively, both for physical health as well as emotional well-being as well as financial security, stability?
I won't say so much as negatively. I can't lie, but it didn't like affect too much, but it did take away some money from me. It took away a little bit of my senses and stuff like that. It was a little rough, but can't say it was a little too bad, but I definitely felt it though. It did definitely end a lot of stuff, and I had bills going on and some other stuff, so I had to stay out for a little while, so that helped.
Okay. And then what about your overall health? Did it affect your health?
Overall health? I don't know if that did anything with blood pressure, because that's the only thing that I have that since then has been a little higher than usual. I've taken stuff for that. But other than that, as far as health, I just had like bad chest pains. I had nausea. I was doing some of everything, breathing hard.
Oh, Sean, I'm sorry to hear that.
Vomiting a lot. So that's the reason I was like out of work for so long, because yeah, all those is coming. And
okay.
They try to give me antibiotics for it.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. So what I've summarized your responses: out of work for health reasons and negatively affected financial stability.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How are you doing today? Much better?
Yeah, I'm doing better. Actually, I'm free, just trying to work hard on it now.
Good, good. All right. And then do you have medical records at the hospital, or do you know if medical records are available at the hospital that can confirm your diagnosis?
Yes. You can definitely pull the medical records. You got permission to pull the medical records there.
Very good. We'll have you sign an authorization towards the end of our call for that. All right. And then could I get your address, please?
Yes. 112 Pennington Terrace, Pennington.
Okay.
Terrace.
Are you living at the same place then?
Yes. I'm still at the same place.
Oh, okay, good. Let me just copy and paste the address here. Bear with me here. 112
All right, no
Pennington
problem.
Terrace. That's Hampton, Virginia. That's a house, right?
Yes.
Okay, no unit number. Okay, very with me here. Okay, and then last, the law firm does request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that
mm-hmm.
they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
I can only do one.
Who would you like to list as your emergency contact?
Okay, if I had to list my emergency contact, it would be my brother, Daniel.
And does he live with you?
Yes, he lives with me.
Okay, his name is Daniel, you said?
Yep, Daniel, last name Williams.
Okay. And just to confirm, is Daniel Daniel?
Yes.
And Williams is Williams?
Yes, sir.
Okay, he's your brother. And what is his phone number
yes.
that he can be reached at?
His phone number is 757-240-6008.
Okay. That's area code 757-240-6008. 6008?
Yes.
And do we have permission to contact your brother if necessary?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Very good. All right, Sean. Well, I'm sorry about these unfortunate circumstances that brought us back, brought us together. The fact that you had used Roundup and then were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. But I do want to say thank you for letting me have the opportunity to get you signed up. In a few moments, I will be sending you a text message. That'll have a link to the legal agreement along with authorization to request medical records, to release medical records. Once you and I are finished with the electronic signing of those forms, don't forget the final step of that case verification call from the law firm. That'll happen between now and the next 2 weeks. I can't tell you when exactly, but I did mention that the best time to reach you would be in the morning. So, Sean, give me a moment. Before I send out the docs for you to sign, I'm going to take a moment to verify. You're filing a claim for yourself, Sean A. Wardlaw. We've confirmed the spelling of your first name and your last name. We've confirmed your social, your date of birth. We've also confirmed your residence, where you live now, and as well as your email address and phone number. And you were diagnosed, regrettably, with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma on September 15th, 2021. That's after using Roundup. All right, everything looks good. Like I said, in a moment, you'll be receiving a text message with a link to the forms to sign.
Okay.
Have you ever done DocuSign before? Using your phone, your smartphone?
Yes, I have a couple times. Not too often.
Great. It'll go pretty easy. One second. I'm sorry, Sean. I'm missing something here. Let me fix something.
All right. Go ahead.
Oh, you know, I did. I missed a very important question. So when you were under treatment with Riverside Doctors Hospital, what type of treatment did you receive? Did you receive a stem cell transplant?
I did. They injected chemo into my veins for six cycles for 6 months.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then during the treatment, they injected chemotherapy, immunotherapy, and then they gave me pain medicine. But they injected chemo in my veins, though.
Okay, got it. They didn't have to do a stem cell transplant or radiation or surgery?
No.
Okay, that's good. Okay, that covers all our bases here. So in a few seconds, you'll be getting that text message with a link to the forms. The law firm will represent you on a contingency basis, meaning they're not paid unless it's contingent on their success. So, and if they are successful, you would keep 60% of the damages or the compensation, and they would only get 40%. That's actually standard for a mass tort. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that sounds fine to me. I don't know the price.
Good. By now, if you look at your message history, you should have received a link from DocuSign.
Okay, I'm going to look right now.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, great. So you'll click on that link, you'll accept SMS messages, and then you'll see, please review and act on these documents. You'll see my name. If you scroll below my name, you'll see a box that you'll need to put a check mark to agrees to electronic records and signatures. And then you can follow the yellow navigation buttons.
All right. Well, at least I get to use my pen. Yay.
Nice.
All right. Says select start to begin.
Correct. And that'll just walk you step by step to where signatures are needed.
Okay. All right. Client signature.
And then when you're finished signing, let me know, because it'll tell you, you'll click on the yellow finish button. And when you do so, let me know, because then I will send you an important text message for myself.
Okay. Okay, that was easy. Finish. All right, then I just finish.
Okay, perfect. Give me 1 second. Let me just confirm. Okay, Sean, I can see that you have completed. All right, now, if you could look at your text message history again and look for a text from me personally, that's from a 949 area code.
Okay, yep.
Okay. All right, now, if you've got it, there's. I sent you another text. So remember that even though you and I are almost finished, now that we've completed signing, you're going to get a phone call sometime between now and the next 2 weeks from the law firm Pulaski. And that's the name, that's the reason for the text, is to have a written record. Just refer to your text message for that, for the name of the firm. Or they could say they're from A4D. And then what I'm also going to do is text you a phone number, their phone number, just in case.
Okay.
I'm typing it up right now.
Already no problem.
Okay, Sean, I just sent you that text again. This is the phone number to the law firm.
Okay, cool. Got it.
You got it? Perfect. All right.
Yep.
Well, like I said, we are finished, Sean, and so I thank you for giving me this, letting me help you. I'm sorry about the unfortunate circumstances, but I am pleased. You're about to have legal representation from a reputable firm, a national firm, and an experienced one that has experience litigating against billion-dollar corporations. So you're really in good hands.
Okay.
So be on the lookout for their call in about 2 weeks. And, Sean, if you don't have any other questions, we're done, and I want to wish you a good rest of the day.
Thank you. You have the same. If I do any questions, I'll definitely hit you up.
Thank you so much. You take care, Sean.
No problem. You too. Bye. Thanks, John.
You're very welcome. Take care. Have a great rest of the week. And bye.
You too.